This is Financially Fit Radio with Corey Sickles from Safe Harbor Retirement Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Corey provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Financially Fit Radio with Corey Sickles.
Welcome back to another episode of Financially Fit Radio. I'm Corey Sickles with Safe Harbor Retirement Group and Wealth Advisors. If you'd like any information about what we discussed today, feel free to give us a call at 614-760-0670, or you can always visit us online at safeharboroh.com. And while you're on our website, feel free to check on that radio page. You can actually subscribe to our show on Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Google Podcast, or Spotify. You can also watch some previous episodes on our website as well. Feel free to watch today's show on our YouTube channel. Just type in Safe Harbor Retirement Group, and you can watch today's show as well as all the shows up. You know, we started doing this in January of this year, so you can watch all those shows there. Subscribe to our channel. You can get updated when the shows are released, as well as see our shorts. We're doing about three or four shorts a week as well on different types of financial topics. Well, today we're going to talk about something that is in the news or anywhere that you look, and that's how is the 2024 presidential election going to affect your finances? So I think it's a good topic. But before we dive into that, I'm going to introduce to you my co-host this week and every week, and that's Tony Shore. Tony, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Corey. And this topic, it's going to be a crazy one. We're going to tackle the elections. We're getting down to the wire here. I think it's everybody's on edge to see what's going to happen. But yeah, I've been great, had a great week. You and I actually went to a big investment, financial investment conference that was really good. Some of the top advisors and great speakers from various aspects of the financial world were there. And I know you met with other top advisors to talk about what's been happening in that world. It was fun to see you, Corey. We had a good time and got a lot of great information, didn't we?
Yeah, we did get a lot of good, great information, Tony. I think it's obviously the election was a big topic that was kind of talked about by a lot of the speakers. Yeah. You know, you and I got to hang out, get to go have a little dinner.
Yeah, that was nice.
One of my favorite restaurants up in Minneapolis, and that's Manny's.
Mine too. Manny's is the best steakhouse I think I've ever been to. And you know, I've been to a lot of different cities, lived in LA, even Nashville, and Manny's I think tops it. You know, Musso and Frank's in LA is really good.
Yeah.
And there's great barbecue in Nashville and brisket and chicken, but for good, just steakhouse, Manny's is got to be one of the best in the country.
Yeah, and to top it off, they had a good fudge sundae dessert as well as a little key lime pie.
That 5-pound dessert they brought for us.
Yeah. Well, there were like seven of us, so we were able to kind of split that up among us.
Yeah, it wasn't just Corey and I tackling that mountain of brownies and ice cream.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I felt like I needed to try to renew my exercise vows after that meal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, that was good.
I know exactly
that was
what
good.
You mean.
Yeah. If you ever go to Manny's in Minneapolis, Minnesota, ask them if they have the rib top or ribeye top. It is the best cut of meat, if you like steak, that I've ever had. It was so delicious. All their steaks are great, of course.
Sure.
And they fly in lobster and seafood daily. It's unbelievable, that place.
Yeah.
And you know it's a good place when the waiter has been there 20 years that we had.
That is true.
Yeah.
That means it was busy when we were there, so it's always busy there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Corey, the election, it's crazy. I mean, you know, and it's again, you know, things get polarizing, but I think a common theme for people especially the more polarized they are, the more people are far one side and far the other, or have such disagreements. A lot of people are emotional about this and think that if their person doesn't get in, it's really going to affect or negatively affect their financial situation.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you go really back and look at it, Tony, I mean, you know, prior to 2000, I mean, with Clinton and Bush and then the Reagans, those were all kind of blowouts, really.
Yep.
Then 2000 came, we had a, you know, we had Bush and Gore. That was obviously that lasted a lot longer than I think people wanted that election to last. Then, you know, then you actually kind of had the Obama years, and those were, you know, he won over like 60% of the electoral, you know, those. And really since 2016, it's been tight. It's going to come down to the, probably the wire again.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one difference that I remember, I'm just going to kind of just, when I grew up, I mean, it was, you know, whoever who won, but it didn't seem like there was just so much emotion involved with it.
Right.
I think social media probably plays a big part in this now.
It does.
I mean, there's just so much emotion into this. And, you know, Investopedia did a reader survey. And, you know, one of the things they asked was basically, are you concerned about any of the following impacting the performance of your investments over the next 12 months? Okay. And the number one answer, 61% of the people said the 2024 elections.
Wow.
You know, if you look at it, 48% was the war in the Middle East. 48% was a recession and inflation. 47% was U.S. relations with China. Interest rates came in at 40. The war in Ukraine was about 35%. And so one of the things that I think we want to discuss for the majority of the show here is kind of look, you know, myth versus reality, or let's kind of go through and kind of break down some facts based off of historical evidence about the impact of really the presidential elections, you know, on your investments. There was a very good, and I forget who actually did this at the conference last week. And as we kind of go through this today, you know, we'll kind of talk about it. But I think it was someone from J.P. Morgan Chase that actually said it. But you know, he had a good slogan up there, and it was, you know, don't mess politics with portfolios. Everyone has their own certain beliefs and things like that, but don't let that drive the way that you're actually going to invest, you know, over the next 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, or is really as long as you live. You know, there's another one on Investopedia too, Tony, that 68% of Republican investors think the election's outcome is going to have an immediate and direct impact on their finances, while just 57% of Democratic investors think that as well. Now, here's the one thing I will tell you. The S&P 500, we're going to use that kind of as our talking point today. But it has shown positive returns in 20 of the past 24 elections going back to 1928.
Wow. So in election years, the last 24 presidential elections, we're talking about
20, the last 24. Yep.
The last 24 presidential elections, 20 of those years had a positive return in the stock market.
Yep. An average return during those election years, 11.85%.
Wow.
Which is higher than what the S&P actually average return on an annual basis, which is 9.81.
That's incredible.
It is kind of incredible.
Yeah. I mean, and it really doesn't matter Democrat or Republican either. I looked at that article that you sent me, and Corey, and it that stat just blows my mind that, and people don't think that. They think whoever's in is going to negatively or positively affect the market, but presidents don't have that much impact. And usually economies are inherited, they say, by a president, but you know, policies, it's important. We're not downplaying the importance of the election. It's important who you get in there and the policies they make, but it's not going to make or break your retirement, your investments, because the market doesn't care which party is in power. They care about profits. And so, you know, how well their company is doing, the bottom line.
No, short term, right, Tony? I mean, there's obviously there can be an impact on the election or anything kind of happens. But I think
after the election, the market could take a significant drop or go up significantly. We usually see some volatility, but but overall, I mean, already we're in a pretty contentious election year, and just a few weeks ago we hit a record high. The market
we did
it so.
Yeah, we did. And here's another interesting fact, too, Tony. You know, this is always one of the things you're going to probably see this in the news coming out here. And does the stock market predict the winning candidate? So if you go back and you look from July 31st to October 31st, based upon history of an election year, this is actually going back to 1928. If the market is positive, the incumbent of their party or their party wins 82% of the time.
Wow.
And as we sit today, the market's up a little over 6% since July 31st.
Yep.
Now, if it's negative stock market, the other party wins 88% of the time. Yeah. So that's kind of something to look at, because I think a lot of people think this is not necessarily the facts, but a lot of people think if the market's doing well, the economy's doing well for whatever reason. And that doesn't necessarily play into that. Now, you mentioned something a few minutes ago, and that was, is basically, does it really matter, you know, does the stock market perform better whether a Republican or a Democrat actually wins, right?
Right.
And going back from 1926, the average return for the highest one, and I'm talking about president, and we'll talk about also the legislative party here too. The highest average return with 15.9% per year, and this is actually coming from retirement. It's retirementresearcher.com is actually what we're in right now, and that is a Democratic president, and then you actually have a Republican House and a Democratic Senate. Now, with that being said, Tony, I just do want to kind of point out a couple other things. If you actually have a split house, if you actually have a Republican, say it's all the way, it averages about 14.52. If you have a Democratic president, a Democratic house, it's about 14.01. And actually the worst one is actually a Republican president, and then you have a split house of about 7.33. But overall, when you look at it, Tony, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Do they have impact on the policy? Sure. But, you know, just like I always tell clients, you know, the best situation is really to have a split house because normally nothing gets done.
Right.
And the market likes that.
Yeah, it likes gridlock. So if the House is controlled by one party and the Senate another, that's when the market typically does the best, because it doesn't like change.
That's correct.
And so when the Senate and House are in gridlock and nothing can get passed, the market actually does well. It's not good for other things that need to get done, like, you know, the deficit and the budget.
Right.
Our budget. The market likes that. So, but the market isn't necessarily reflective of the economy. I'm glad you mentioned that. And that's some food for thought right there, because we have had, I think this election might defy some of the odds, because people are concerned about even though we've had record highs in the market, inflation, the cost of groceries and things like that have just,
oh yeah, it, you know,
skyrocketed over the last 5-6 years since COVID. It's just, that's not a good thing. Although they've come back down, the rate of inflation is slowed way down. But the groceries are still outrageous. It's not like the food prices are coming down. So
no, I mean, yeah, once the prices went up, Tony, I mean, now they're only just inflating by what the new prices were.
Right.
So, I mean, groceries and things that we spend, you know, stuff on a daily basis, we've seen that. And more than likely, when you look at wages and things like that for the average American out there, they haven't gone up as much as inflation has.
Right.
So it has gotten tougher in there. But when, overall, though, Tony, the truth is this. Over the time, the market tends to go up, and it doesn't matter who's in office.
Yeah,
it really does not.
No, so, it hit record highs during Trump's administration, and yep. It's hit record highs this year during the Biden administration. So, you know, the stock market, people need to separate, you know, their concern, emotional, their investments, especially. It's really about investments. And if you have money in, you know, funds for retirement, like 401ks or IRAs, yep. or in the stock market, you can't let your emotions dictate and say, oh no, my guy didn't win, I'm going to pull all my money out. That doesn't.
That's exactly right.
That's, and if you go back, not do.
Yeah, go back historically, Tony, back to 1927, you know, 73% of the time the market's been positive. Right? Wow. The number of all down years is actually 26. And the number of years where you have a 20% return or better is 37.
Wow.
So now, you know, obviously you can't go back and say, hey, just because of history, this is what it's going to look like going forward.
Right.
But based upon historical data, the market tends to go up.
Yeah. We're talking about almost 100 years of data, looking at the market over close yes. to between 80 and 100 years for most of those stats you gave. Are
exactly 100, right.
100 years of presidential elections. And so that does really tell you something, and you'd be crazy not to look at that data. Although you're right. I mean, past performance is never indicative of future results, as they say in the stock market. However, and nobody has a crystal ball, but you really have to, history tells us not to panic. And that's what we're talking about here, is just big words we should flash on the screen, Corey. Don't panic. Right.
That's exactly right, Tony. So, obviously, what we're basically telling you right now is don't let the election affect on how you're actually truly going to invest your money, right? Mm-hmm. However, okay, so let's kind of talk about, you know, what are some of the things that you can actually do with the upcoming election, right? So obviously, the first thing you need to really understand is you really need to understand your investment objectives, right? Okay. Where are you? Are you retired? Are you retiring in 5 years? Are you young? Do you have 20, 15 years before you retire? Right. So really what you want to be able to do is you need to understand what your objectives are. Then based upon that, you need to also make sure that you know what kind of risk level you have with your investments. This is the time that I would recommend that you look at your overall risk level. Don't be overexposed. Obviously, as you kind of go through retirement, or you know, as you approach retirement, you're going to become more and more conservative. And if you're retired out there, you might be very conservative as it is right now. But this is a good time. You can go out to our website. You can click on a link up there. We have, you know, for your risk level. And this is the time. This is the one thing I've been sitting down and talking to clients and prospects about. Hey, if you're worried about it, that's fine. Don't get out. Just make sure you're allocated the correct way based upon your risk. Because here's the one part about it. You know, I remember when in 2016, when Trump won, you know, people wanted to pull out of the market. And then obviously when Biden won in 2020, people wanted to pull out of the market. And here's the most difficult part of it. Just because you don't like the politics of that current president, that has no impact on how you really truly should invest your money. Both Trump had a positive market, Biden had a positive market during his 4 years, yep. right? The one thing is you want to be able to keep up with inflation. Again, just make sure that you're allocated the correct way so you can actually handle it if the market does go the other way. Both of them had doubled, you know. Trump had a year where it went down 18% 1 year, and Biden had one where it went down about 22% 1 year.
Yeah.
So we've had those type of years in the market, but at the end of the day, over the 4 years, we were up in both cases.
Yeah.
And it is so highly emotional right now. Just don't let that drive you on how you're truly going to invest your money over the next 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, 20 years.
Sure. But Corey, and I think the bottom line is for this show to really give the listeners out there some tangible information that they can use in this situation is that the market will probably be volatile. I mean, we'll have big ups like record highs and we'll have downs depending on, you know, the market might dip. Depending on who wins, you might see a dip after the election, but, you know, very temporary, right? It's not like the market's going to tank because of the election. At least it hasn't in the past. So you need to be prepared for market volatility. And, you know, how can our listeners do that? Number one, I would say, is working with somebody like yourself. Make sure you have a financial plan in place, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most important part of it, Tony, is that, is have a plan in place. If you're working with an advisor, we have a long-term picture, right? And here's the other side of it, is we take the emotion out of your investments, right? I mean, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people want to be able to get out of the market. I'll go back to 2020 when COVID hit, right? I had clients calling in saying, I want to get out of the market. Well, the market already dropped, right? Yeah. And you know, really the question is then, is I'm not going to make the call when a client wants to get back into the market. By that time, when do most people want to get back into the market?
Well,
it's already came back and they feel more comfortable about it.
So they've already lost the gains.
They've already lost all the upside. Then you go back in where, you know, and then you know, who knows what's going to happen once you're back in when the market does come back. Yeah. So now, you know, obviously, you want to make sure the percentage that you have invested in the market is the correct one, whether it's 20%, 40%, 60%, or 80%, depending on your age and horizon and things like that.
And but by that, you mean by percentage you have invested in the market, you're talking about like the percentage of your investments, the percentage of your retirement income, money. You want to make sure you don't have all of that at risk, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, for example, if you come back and you have a risk score of 30, Tony, then what we're saying is about 30% of your money should be invested in the market.
Right.
I mean, 70% of it's safer. But, you know, if you're 30 or 40 years old, you might have 80% of your money in the market because you have time for it to come back based upon your risk level. That's why it's so important to make sure that it follows you as you kind of go through life.
There's always something, right? This year, it just seems like people, because of the inflation we had a year or two ago and because of the war in Ukraine, now the war in the Middle East and the presidential election, it's a pretty big combo platter and people let their emotions dictate at that point. And what I hear you saying today, Corey, is don't let that happen. Work with a financial advisor who takes the emotion out of it and tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, at the end of the day, Tony, hey, I know this is a very emotional for a lot of people out there. Just don't let that make your decisions on how you're going to invest over the next 12 plus years. So, you know, we're here to help and guide you, answer any questions that you might have. But take the emotion out, put together a financial plan, and then let's kind of stick to that. You know, it's good. And obviously we might have to adjust that based upon market conditions or based upon what's actually being passed in laws and things like that. But over the long run, it's been proven that the market does go up. So don't, again, as I would say, don't let politics interfere with your portfolio.
There you go. All right. How can our listeners get a hold of you, Corey?
Our listeners out there can give us a call at 614-760-0670, or you can always visit us online at safeharboroh.com. And just remember, when you schedule a meeting with us, all meetings are complimentary and there's no financial obligation. We're here to help and guide you to make sure that you have the best possible retirement that you can have.
All right. Sounds great. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Fit Radio. Thank you for listening to Financially Fit Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Corey Sickles at Safe Harbor Retirement Group.
call 614-760-0670 or visit their website at financiallyfitoh.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.